Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jerry Bone, president of the NCBA. We're talking about the 75% plan in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock on the Road experience is Video Royale 29 out of Winnemucca, Nevada, the week of August 2nd. It'll be broadcast live from the Winnemucca Events Center on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com each day that week, Monday through Friday, August 2nd through the 6th at 10 a.m. Central Time is when the auction will start. 184,000 head will be offered that week, including 29,000 yearling steers, 18,000 yearling heifers, 87,000 weaned calves, 47,000 calves on cows, and some bred stock as well. The big day for cattle from our part of the country will be Monday, August 2nd. For details of when cattle will be selling from each region and chance to see the video of the cattle selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. Kansas cattleman Jerry Bone is the current president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Bone is also the chair of the Regional Trigger subgroup that is working on the voluntary framework to achieve robust price discovery in the Fed cattle market. And he says they've been working on that really nonstop since last summer after the Denver business meeting.
Yes, I've been part of a subgroup that President Marty Smith put together last year after our summer meeting in Denver, where we had robust discussion for over 6 hours about price discovery and negotiated trade. And so we did put together a subgroup, and we developed a triggers program where we're asking that producers sell cattle on a negotiated basis at least for 75% of the robust trade as identified by research done by Dr. Stephen Coons at Colorado State. We're also asking the four major packers to participate at that same level at 75% of the time, and that they commit to buying a specified number of cattle each week on a negotiated basis. And so we've seen some success in that, I believe. Here in the second quarter, we did not trip any triggers. Negotiated trade did increase, and substantially, particularly in the Texas-Oklahoma panhandle, as well as Kansas, and those were the two regions that there was the most concern about it. So as we go forward, we do now have all four major packers hooked up or lined out to participate in the packer silo, and so we'll begin to monitor their participation also. And so I'm hopeful that we can continue the progress that we've made, and that the amount of negotiated trade going forward will be sufficient so that we don't have to ask the government to get involved in our business.
You think that from what you've seen thus far, the improvement from first quarter to second quarter, and the fact that you've been able to now get the packers on board, is this something that can last, or is this going to be hard to maintain?
I'm hopeful that it will last, and I think we've got the attention of both the producers and the packers. I don't think anybody wants to have a government bureaucrat telling us how to market our cattle each week, and so I'm hopeful, and I believe that we're committed now to go forward and that we will continue this. We've seen a notable increase, I think, in the desire to trade on a negotiated grid basis. Alternative marketing arrangements have been the reason that we've lost some of our negotiated trade, and so it appears that we're realigning a little bit, and that we're going to be able to sell cattle on a grid basis, but at least negotiate the base price.
Well, does that qualify really for what the how the voluntary plan works?
We believe that it will if those cattle are made available to all the buyers each week. And from what I can find out, I think the bulk of the time that's the case. I'm sure there's probably a case or two along the way where maybe it's a little more of a wink-wink situation, but I believe the majority of the negotiation that's going on, both on a cash and grid basis, is legitimate.
Before we talk about D.C., one other thing that's out there right now, I think it was at least mentioned briefly, was the fact that we do have a challenge to the dollar head beef checkoff right now that is being looked at by USDA, the RCAF organization, bringing that petition to have a checkoff referendum. I know this is something that NCBA has been monitoring very closely.
Yeah, we certainly have, and we've chosen not to get involved in the being pro or con on that. We're going to let the process play out. Their first year for that referendum ask was up on July the 2nd. It's my understanding that they filed for an extension for another year to gather signatures because of COVID. It's also my understanding that USDA is going to allow them 60 days from July the 2nd to gather additional signatures. At this point, it doesn't appear they're going to get the 88,000 signatures that are required to have a referendum, but that jury's still out, so we'll know here in about another month.
President of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Jerry Bone. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.